You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Canadian oral health specialist, Dr. Gary Glassman, or better known in the industry and by his patients as Dr. G from Endodontic Specialist. Dr. Glassman, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Well, it's great to be here, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. So I understand you went to school in the States at Temple University after completing your undergraduate degree in Canada. Why the U.S. and what kind of schooling does the U.S. offer that Canada doesn't?
Well, Eric, at the time when I was looking into postgraduate school, the endodontics program wasn't offered in Canada. So that's why I had to go to the U.S. And I chose Temple University because it was an academically based program. And I figured I could learn the clinical anywhere as long as I practiced enough on different patients. But nowadays, there are a variety of programs offered here in Canada that are just as good as any U.S. school, such as the University of Toronto, University of British Columbia, and also in Montreal, McGill University.
Even with hugely successful practice such as yourself and a jam-packed schedule of speaking engagements and lectures, you've made some incredible inroads with two charitable initiatives that you started. Tell us about the Goodwill Oral Health Project and the Bridal Bash Foundation, if you would.
Well, as far as the Goodwill Oral Health Project goes, sort of a name that I sort of brought on to myself because I strongly believe in paying it forward. And we're very fortunate to live in the society that we are and to be able to afford the everything that we can. And for many years now, I've been providing volunteer dentistry in Jamaica. In addition to teaching local dentists there how to provide proper endodontic care to their patients, I'm providing the local communities with general oral health care instruction. And recently, a new dental school was constructed at the University of Technology in Kingston, Jamaica. And because of my relationship with the dentists in Jamaica and the ongoing charitable work that I've been doing, I was appointed adjunct professor of dentistry at the new university, and that's a non-paying position. And the School of Oral Health Sciences is a brand new institution that was established in September of 2010 in response to an overwhelming burden of oral and dental disease in Jamaica. Now, the current dental workforce is approximately one dentist to 17,000 of the population. And there are only 45 dental surgeons in the public health milieu to a population of about 2.5 million people. And Jamaica has probably one of the highest prevalence of oral and pharyngeal cancers with a five-year survival rate of less than 20%. Now, a lot of challenges are being faced in Jamaica in terms of reducing the overall burden of diseases due to dental conditions, particularly heart disease and diabetes, because oral health, as we know, is directly related to general health. So over the years, my colleagues and I have been providing a lot of work to countless number of Jamaican people. So I've also been involved in the capacity building and knowledge transfer and activities to empower the local dentists to do more endodontics and to do more dentistry and provide more information for the people of Jamaica to keep their teeth and to have better oral health and general health. So what they've done at the school is they've emulated the Canadian module and working on a conformant sort of platform with Canadian standards. So it's been a long time coming to provide the Jamaican population with proper dental care, as oral health, as I mentioned, is directly related to general health. Now, the Bridal Bash Foundation is a group of friends that we started over 10 years ago dedicated to providing financial support to registered Canadian charities that focus on health research, treatment, and support for adults and children. And our goal is to raise money to assist various charities through fundraising events and generous donations. And every couple of years, we have a big rock concert in Toronto. And this past summer, we raised almost $1 million. And we've taken a lot of that money and we've donated to various charities around Toronto and in Canada that have to do with treatment and support for adults and children in health disciplines. So our philosophy is to utilize the valuable expertise of the volunteers who are involved in this, who wish to donate their time and knowledge. And we operate at very minimal cost to maximize the funds that we make available to the selected eligible charities that we are involved in.
I certainly do appreciate the breakdown on those two foundations and good work on your part. Now, what has been the you're welcome. Now, what has been the biggest challenge or challenges that you have faced in establishing your practice and maintaining its success for so many years?
Well, you know, when patients are faced with dental treatment and the costs associated with it, they often feel that the quick solution would be to extract the tooth. But taking out a tooth without its replacement brings on a whole host of other problems, such as increased load on adjacent teeth, bite problems, and ultimately the quality of life. Now, these days, due to financial situations, many dental patients are rejecting elective treatment. You know, when they're in pain, they come to the dentist. And if they're not in pain, you know, they don't come, unfortunately. So fewer patients are presenting for routine oral care, and the result is declining production for the general dentist. So the reason is simple. Practices are suffering from a lack of new patients, as well as a lower average production rate per patient among existing patients. So an increasing number of patients are not willing to give up work time to go to the dentist out of the fear that they'll lose income or even their jobs. And another problem is that people's insurance plans are lacking in sufficient dental coverage. So as a result, dentists are going to have to be able to work more closely with patients with regards to providing flexible financial options and making it possible for patients to afford treatment. So the more affordable the treatment, the more likely patients will say yes. Now, as with all other professions, dentistry is an evolving and changing entity, and practices have no choice but to adapt. Now, I believe the key to success during this type of change is to create excellent business systems to operate the practice. So I always try to keep in mind these following goals for my practice. Number one, increase production. Number two, increase profitability. Number three, and this is really important, to work smarter, not harder, and to reduce the stress. And of course, the final goal is to reach financial independence.
Today we have the privilege of joining Dr. Gary Glassman, a Canadian oral health specialist from Endodontic Specialist here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Toronto is Canada's largest urban center, as most know, so there is a lot of competition in your industry, Dr. Glassman. How do you make sure that your clinic stands out in the crowd and keeps attracting and growing a loyal patient base? I am sure anyone listening in, not only in your industry, but in any industry, and even in the Toronto vicinity, would like to hear your feedback on that question.
Well, you know, Eric, getting down to the grassroots and providing state-of-the-art treatment and staying ahead of the curve with respect to technique and technology is, of course, really important. But providing treatment painlessly and providing excellent service is also of paramount importance as well. And if you keep resting on your laurels and complacent with what you know, then there's no motivation to become better. So also over the past year and a half, I've established myself with an online presence over social media as well. Now, many dentists these days are marketing more than ever before to draw more patients in. So although new patients are always great, another goal of my marketing is to create fun and educational platform that will bring more awareness around the world to many of the oral health care issues that exist today.
And lastly, what do you think are the biggest challenges new practitioners face in getting their offices up and running from the ground?
Well, a lot of new dentists come out of school facing incredible heavy debt. And they're looking to make a guaranteed income, which is why many rush to become associates with other dentists right away rather than opening up their own practice. And they have to do so many things well being a general dentist. They got to do oral surgery. They have to do restorations. They have to do crowns and root canals. And it begins with providing optimal care. But they have to keep up with the latest techniques and technologies. They got to manage the practice. They got to lead the team. And they have to also operate a successful business. But the biggest challenge for most doctors and dentists alike is the business side. Now, dental schools do a great job of turning dental students into excellent clinicians, but few dentists have the management skills to effectively and successfully run a dental practice. Especially in this economy, dentists are struggling to increase production, and I hear this all the time. And I reassure them that increase in production is still attainable. They need to work on getting the right systems into place. And most practices have incredible potential, but too often that potential remains unrealized for a large portion of the dentist's career because he or she never receives the proper business training to maximize that potential. So taking outside courses in business is so important, and taking that time out of the practice for the long term is really, really something that should be considered.
If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about endodontic specialists online, even your social media locations would be great.
Well, my email is Gary, G-A-R-Y, at rootcanals.ca. CA stands for Canada. And my website is www.rootcanals.ca. And every day I offer oral health tips and some advice and some fun stuff during that day on my Twitter, which is DrG007, DrG007.
And you certainly can't beat that. Certainly an advantage to follow you on Twitter as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today?
Well, you know, to succeed in life, one must roll with the punches, right? And you constantly have to redefine yourself to adapt to all the changes that occur in life. And true success means more than just acquiring money, but means making a positive difference in people's lives. You know, I do a lot of teaching, and I travel all the around the world to do that. And being a teacher, a practitioner, and a public voice for oral health awareness in my field for over 30 years, combined with being philanthropic and globally aware of various causes, has taught me a lot. And although I truly believe learning is an evolving process, teaching and interaction in life in general is more than imparting knowledge. It's the ability to inspire change. Change for the better and making a difference in people's lives is what enriches and defines me.
Well, Dr. Glassman, it certainly has been great to have met you, and also thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks very much, Eric. It was a pleasure to be here.
And the pleasure was certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Gary Glassman from Endodontic Specialist located in Toronto, Canada. And once again, the website of reference is rootcanals.ca. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.